Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Rosen moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is walked intentionally. Avila moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clark who is chasing the ball. Pretty reaches third base with a triple. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pretty scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boone moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to third. Avila moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepon hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter is hit by the pitch. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Pretty hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive towards third. Rosen catches it and throws to first to double up Wirtz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Boone reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evers throws the ball into Kell who relays the ball to Pretty who tags Avila trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Boone scores. One out. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pretty throws towards first. Callaway fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Callaway. Hegan scores. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Bob Swift. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Ted Gray. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rosen. Groth moves to third. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Aaron Robinson now catching. Paul Calvert now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Pretty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Mitchell moves to second. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Paul Calvert. Al Benton now pitching. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0 for 4 in the game. LePon hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.